I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Kilograms of fentanyl is enough to kill 115 million Americans. 115 million Americans. Cops are getting after it. The FBI has arrested 19,000 people this year alone. Thanks to President Trump's administrations, that's double than where we were this time last year. And we have also arrested 1,600 people who have committed violent acts against children. 270 of them are human traffickers of children. Mr. President, this is what happens when you have great leadership at the Attorney General with Pam Bondi. Your administration's priority of protecting the homeland and protecting American citizens and protecting our children, and the murder rates are plummeting. We are now able to report that the murder rate is on track to be the lowest in U.S. history, in modern recorded U.S. history, thanks to this team behind me and President Trump's priorities.
Kash Patel, FBI Director. Those are astonishing numbers. And I'm very impressed by 4,000 children rescued from who knows what hell they were going through. And 1,600 child predators arrested. And Patel declared, no predator is out of reach, no child will be forgotten. Does anyone out there on the left want to stand up and say, oh, no, children should be allowed to be preyed upon? You do accept that theory when you say it's all about we have no issue with children being groomed or talked into changing their gender. You do accept that stuff. And that's a shame that you think it's okay to prey upon children like that. If every member of the left that is willing to accept the fact that children should have a right to change their gender, those speaking now that back when they were growing up, that was no such thing. It was, quote, not science, obviously, nor is it now. What's changed? What's changed is partly Trump and partly just the defiance, like, we will make the rules and control society. Ain't gonna happen. That's why we have the Second Amendment, if needed, and why we also have the First Amendment, which gives you rights to do things that I would not like you to have a right to do so, but it is protected speech unless you are inciting violence. And even then, if you're going after Jews and you're a Jew hater, apparently people say that's acceptable. No, it's not. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. Here we are, September 5, 2025, and reminding you with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education in every program. Be ready to take notes because we got a lot of information still to come. If your notepad got filled up in the last hour, grab something to write on. Look, we take pride in pushing the education part as well. And if you did miss the last hour, shame on you. But I know it happens. But you missed our story about Ronald Reagan and the Great Immigration Amnesty Act. Then and where we are now, and how a few cigars and good whiskey might help solve the world crisis in some cases. Or maybe not, but at least you get a good smoke and drink. By the way, folks always asking, how do I find your program? I said, just remember Larry Connors USA. You search anything for Larry Connors USA, you're going to find it. You'll find the station, in case you can't remember, News Talk STL. I know you can. You Google that, you'll find everything. I could give you the numbers, 101.9 and 94.1. You'll probably forget that. That's understandable. But you don't forget News Talk STL. You don't forget Larry Connors USA. And think of Larry Connors USA as LaCusa. That's my boss name in politics now, LaCusa. I say politics. I saw Jerome give me a look. What do you mean politics? I meant poker. Although sometimes I'm playing politics with them. Offering them a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little seltzer in the pants, whatever. Reminding you also, if you miss any program, you can pull it up as a podcast. You go to News Talk STL, remember that. Larry Connors USA, Facebook, LarryConnorsUSA.com. And also reminding you, when we're on the air, like you're listening right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. We make it engaging. We're not just here to watch the paint dry. There was a survey I was referring to in the previous hour. There's several parts of it, but this one particular part. A Harvard-Harris poll back in June, now we're a long ways from June, when you go to polling, showed Trump at his highest approval rating regarding the issue of immigration. When it came to the economy, 44% approval. You compare that to Biden at 37%, and how he got that, I have no idea. But when you come to the other issue, overall, a JL Partners survey shows Trump with a 55% approval rating, as reported by the Daily Mail. And the co-founder of JL Partners said, this is the highest approval figure we have ever seen for President Trump. Well, that sounds like everything is really going strong, but I hear a voice in the wilderness, and I mean really in the wilderness. Former Senate leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky. I said former, and he is former, but I'm not sure if he knows that he is. He is saying, I think the U.S. is in a better position without Trump. That's really what it comes down to. You would not reject the failed Biden presidency, attacking Trump, and refuses to say Americans are better off under Trump than they were Biden. Now, I do not hide anything from you. And I want you to know this. It came right from me. If anyone says, where did you get that? It came from Larry Connors. And I'm quoting sources because I always want to give you the source. Our employment numbers are worse than what we had reported. There's been another reevaluation. This means a lot of people are going to say, we're losing jobs because of Trump and the tariffs. The tariffs haven't really even gone into effect when you get down to it. But they're looking for any kind of scapegoat. But it is true that we've had jobs not measure up to what we were told they were. In fact, they actually were down. And the left is going to make as much hay as they can on that. That's understandable. That's what they do. Actually, it's not. They take chicken salad and turn it, well, they try to take chicken something else and make it chicken salad. And what they want you to always forget is what was going on during the Obama administration and the Biden administration. Speaking of the Obama administration, new information is coming out because this Justice Department is going to get to the answer a lot of things about Hillary Clinton and how she abused her authority and how she was hiding and scheming behind the scenes and sending information over an unverified network that she had set up in her own computer in her home, maybe the bathroom. I could care less where. But Fox News says there are more things coming on that story.
tonight about what the Obama Justice Department ordered federal lawyers to do and not to do concerning the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge tells us in sworn testimony on Capitol Hill, one of the insiders told lawmakers what she was told.
During closed-door testimony last summer, former FBI lawyer Lisa Page said the Obama administration's Justice Department advised the FBI not to pursue the gross negligence statute for Hillary Clinton in the mishandling of classified information. Former U.S. Attorney and House Republican John Ratcliffe led the line of questioning about the statute, known as 18 U.S.C. 793. Ratcliffe, you're making it sound like it was the department that told you you're not going to charge gross negligence because we're the prosecutor. Page interrupted. That is correct. Page's testimony appears to conflict with then FBI Director James Comey's recommendation in July 2016 against criminal charges for Clinton.
What I can assure the American people is that this investigation was done honestly, competently, and independently.
Liar.
Outside influence of any kind was brought to bear.
I want to remind you that Bill Clinton met with the Attorney General on a plane parked on the tarmac at in Arizona. And then she told Comey, basically, whatever you decide, I've got to recuse myself because it looks bad that Bill Clinton's on the plane talking to me when he knows his wife is under investigation by her department. So she washed her hands of it. See, Comey, it's your decision. Comey doesn't make that decision. A prosecutor does. But Comey said, oh, we did everything above board and we decided there's no reason to prosecute. This investigation is going to fire back up again. Georgia Congressman Collins.
The transcript releases show an inherent two-tier system, one in which Hillary Clinton gets the treatment that she got, where they was actually at first concerned that they were going to charge her, and then with Loretta Lynch in charge, before she recused herself, made it very clear that that was not going to happen.
The tip-off came from a chart drawn up by federal investigators assigned to the Clinton case known as Mid-Year Exam. Fox News has confirmed that the chart listed possible federal statutes for prosecution. Next to gross negligence was a notation, quote, DOJ not willing to charge this. Only known cases are military. Cases when accused lost the information. In response to the Page revelations, the president tweeted, the transcripts, quote, make the Obama Justice Department look exactly like it was, a broken and corrupt machine.
Exactly. Obama's no longer in the White House, Larry. Why are you doing it? Why am I doing it? Because the stuff he put into play is still being carried out. Even inside the Trump administration, they exist. The critters are still there. You're going to need a bigger exterminator. Trump's doing the best he can, but you're going to need a bigger. There was a congressional exchange between Congressman Tim Kaine and Senator Ted Cruz at the crux of the issue that they were arguing is actually God.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
So Senator Kaine said in this hearing that he found it a radical and dangerous notion that you would say our rights came from God and not from government. I just walked into the hearing as he was saying that, and I almost fell out of my chair. because that radical and dangerous notion, in his words, is literally the founding principle upon which the United States of America was created.
The law written by man with God's hand on his shoulder. But they want to wipe God out of our culture. And I don't care what your religion is, who you pray to, who you believe in. They want to get rid of everything. Now, if you're one of those who don't want to believe in anything bigger than yourself, so be it. What makes more sense? That there is a creator that put all this together, or everything you have and see around you just all kind of happened because some kind of big bang explosion and it created all this stuff? What sounds more unbelievable? Senator Cruz continued to go after the Senator Kaine.
Senator Kaine said in this hearing that he found it a radical and dangerous notion that you would say our rights came from God and not from government. I just walked into the hearing as he was saying that, and I almost fell out of my chair. Because that radical and dangerous notion, in his words, is literally the founding principle upon which the United States of America was created. And if you do not believe me, and you made reference to this, Mr. Barnes, then you can believe perhaps the most prominent Virginian to ever serve, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their creator, not by government, not by the Democratic National Committee, but by God."
Point made. Hammered home. Yes, men do the bidding of God, and sometimes not. But as Thomas Jefferson pointed out, all men are created equal. God uses men for various purposes. If you read back to the Old Testament, you find cases where God used men to destroy his own people, always leaving a remnant. But you go through the prophets from Jeremiah to Hosea to Ezekiel, you'll find cases where God basically said, "You turn your back on me, I turn my back on you, you will pay the penalty. Death and famine for you and your family, and fathers will eat their children, and children will eat their fathers." I always had a hard time growing up as to how some people were fearful of God. I thought, you should love him. Why are you fearful? Well, it's an understanding now that I have that you have to understand respect and authority. Senator Tim Kaine is lost in the wilderness. So a man wrote down on the Constitution or our program or our Constitution and other items. A man actually did it, but you want to take God out of the equation. Not going to happen. Coming up, News Talk, Tim Jones was on the Mike Ferguson Morning Show, gathering in Dallas for Freedom Caucus fighters. I want you to hear that interview in case you missed it earlier. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington. Always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
And we're down, we go, 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 go. And we're down, we go, 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 go. So we're down, we go, 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 go. We're down, we go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm at the second annual State Freedom Caucus Summit. This is the collection of the 13 Freedom Caucus states around the country. You know, we have the original U.S. House Freedom Caucus, which is made up of great congressmen and women, many of whom are going to be swinging by here over the weekend. And about 4 or 5 years ago, a fellow by the name of Andy Roth, who used to run the Club for Growth Foundation, was approached and asked to create an incubators of freedom and liberty all over the country. And so we were very excited and thrilled to be asked a couple of years ago to launch a Freedom Caucus here in Missouri. You know, we had all the, Mike, we had all the makings of it, because we have a strong conservatarian movement here in Missouri. We always have had that. It is exemplified by the state representatives and senators that are elected by our voters. And, you know, we stand on the great shoulders of people like former state senator, now Congressman Bob Onder, now Congressman Eric Burleson, Bill Eigel, Denny Hoskins, and so many others. And I could go even further back to my time, not in the Stone Ages, you know, a mere 10 years ago, when we had people like State Senator Jane Cunningham and Jim Lemke and others, Jason Crowell from Southeast Missouri. So we've always had that strain. And thank goodness, right? Because, Mike, the whole point of the Freedom Caucus is to be the true North Star and the conservative conscience of Republican majorities and supermajorities, many of whom, I got to be honest, have completely and utterly lost their way as they have gotten fat, lazy, and happy. They've become the establishment. And so the Freedom Caucus is designed to steer them back on course, just like the U.S. House Freedom Caucus does in the U.S. Congress.
Okay, so is this about a line of defense for freedom, or is this about being the conscience of the Republican Party?
I think it's both. I think it is to play defense where necessary to stop the bad bills and the bad ideas, plenty of which run raging across state capitals. You know, we see all this stuff on the national level. So for everybody who, and we cover the national stuff, right? We have to, we need to, we should. But everything we're seeing on the national level, it has corroborating examples in the states. The same kind of stuff. There's big spending Republicans here in the states. There are the Rhino Republican establishment here in the states. It's the group that either doesn't want to do the right thing, like passing initiative petition reform should have been done years ago, shouldn't have required a special session. Glad that the Freedom Caucus was the first group in Missouri to call for that to be added to the redistricting call. It's also to advance good public policy, Mike. We're not just supposed to be the Dr. No police. We're also supposed to advance good public policy, and we do. The Freedom Caucus in Missouri has advocated for tax cuts for all Missourians, more liberty and freedom for all Missourians, more school choice options for all Missourians, reducing regulations for all Missouri small business owners and families and farmers. So stop the bad stuff, play the good defense, but also advocate, have a message, have a mission. You know, it's limited government, free markets, federalism, like my good friends at ALEC would say. That's kind of the general attitude of the Freedom Caucus as well, the North Star, the conservative conscience.
Okay, so obviously every state's got different debates and different battles and things, but are there any underlying similarities when it comes to freedom-oriented policy that the Freedom Caucus members are seeing around the country? Because, I mean, you know, pick any state in the country, they're going to have a different set of issues than we're going to have in Missouri or that's going to be in Illinois or anything like that.
Absolutely. The one overriding, if there was one top line mission and public purpose, it would be reining in out of control state spending. Mike, as you know, the Missouri budget has ballooned in the last 12 years. When I left the legislature in 2015, barely 10 years ago, our state budget, annual budget, fiscal year, June to June, all in, all federal, all state money was around $26 billion. You know, not chump change. It's now over $52 billion. I would ask all Missourians, have your wages doubled in the last 10 years, right? Do you have twice as much of everything? Are we getting twice as much of the services from the state government? I think the answers to all those questions would be no. Mike, that happens in every state capital. Republicans don't do big government any better than Democrats, and oftentimes we do it worse because it's not in our nature. So Republicans kind of ham-fistedly fumble and stumble and make excuses about why state spending goes up every single year. They all just vote yes on the budget bill. So that's the first thing we start with is because, you know, Mike, where does the power for any government come from? Well, it comes from the legalized thievery, the taxation of the people. And we're not against all taxes anytime, anywhere. We're not anarchists, right? But in all states, the budgets have ballooned. The services have not followed suit. And most state residents are poorer for all the excess in state spending that's resulted. So budget austerity, budget responsibility, reining in out of control spending, reversing the gravy train. That is the number one priority of the 13 state freedom caucuses. And by the way, Mike, your buddies from the Illinois Freedom Caucus asked me to say hello to you. We had dinner with them last night. They love coming on News Talk STL.
Yeah, I imagine that Colin and all those guys are probably there, I would think.
They're all here.
Oh, yeah. Man, well, that's good to hear. I was about to ask you about that. Okay, so then when you and the Missouri Freedom Caucusers and the Illinois Freedom Caucusers leave this summit in Dallas, what are some of the things that you're hoping to bring back and that they can bring back to the legislatures to actually advance the fight for freedom? And obviously, it's even more of an uphill battle on the Illinois side.
Yeah, truly neat. Well, first of all, Mike, inspiration and kind of a renewal of spirit, right? Because sometimes it's tough to be in a Freedom Caucus. It's tough to be at the tip of the spear. Sometimes it's a little lonely. That's why the Freedom Caucuses were created, so we can look for our brothers and sisters in freedom and liberty. We're going to be inspired, I know, tonight and tomorrow by some amazing speakers throughout the weekend. Governor Ron DeSantis, who many may have forgotten.
I know this.
The original member.
Yep, he was one of the founders. Yeah, he was a founder of the original Freedom Caucus. Yeah.
Yes. Governor Ron DeSantis from the free state of Florida coming over here to his competitor. You know, Florida and Texas love to compete. That's what it should be all about, right? It should be about private industry and American entrepreneurs competing. And boy, do they know that in the Sunshine State. So he's going to be here. And to talk about one of the top issues that continues to plague the nation, Tom Homan is going to be here to talk about illegal immigration and all the efforts that the Trump administration are doing to protect and secure the safety of all Americans. So Ron DeSantis, Tom Homan, and then a whole cavalcade of folks from the U.S. House Freedom Caucus are going to be here, many of whom are running for statewide offices now back in their states. Chip Roy, who's running for attorney general here in Texas, will be swinging by. Ralph Norman, who's running for governor in North Carolina, I believe, or South Carolina. Who else is going to be? Oh, Byron Donalds, for governor in the great state of Florida. So we're going to have all those folks. Mary Miller from over in Illinois will be here. and so many others. So we're going to take inspiration. And finally, Mike, we're going to take ideas. We're going to have a lot of practical nuts and bolts seminars. We're going to compare best practices. What's been working in the 13 Freedom Caucus states? What needs improvement? And where do we go from here next year? And finally, you know, Donald Trump and the Trump White House has been a true friend of the Freedom Caucuses. And we definitely have a leg up here in Missouri because we got Will Scharf. And we got Alex Meyer at the upper echelons of the Trump White House paying very close attention to what the Missouri Freedom Caucus and the other Freedom Caucuses are doing. The federal government, the folks running the federal government now, thankfully know that the solutions are not in D.C. They're in the states. And so that's why the Department of Intergovernmental Affairs, run by Alex Myers, a Missourian, has been working very closely with us to do everything we can to remove barriers and to increase peace and prosperity, you know, not only on the national level, but definitely on the state level as well, where the power is truly a lot closer to the people.
Well, and all those names before you add Andrew Bailey into the mix at the Department of Justice.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Missouri, you know, we often are the butt of jokes. We're out here in flyover country. We're just a bunch of hillbilly hayseeds and all that. I tell you, pound for pound, I bet the percentage of Missourians serving in the White House has got to be near the top, and we should all be very proud of them and the fact that they're being recognized on a national level. And we'll hopefully eventually all come back home and bring all that energy and that wisdom and that intelligence and expertise, you know, back here to the Show Me State.
Great, great point. That's the interview with Speaker Tim Jones with the Tim Jones Chris Arps program. He's in Dallas at the Freedom Caucus gathering. The interview he did this morning with Mike Ferguson on the Mike Ferguson Show, I wanted to make sure you heard that. There's a lot of information inside there about what's happening and where it's going to go. And it's all taking place in this gathering in Texas. And the Democrats, in the meantime, they're absolutely confused. I'm looking at a piece from Politico. Let's put this against the backdrop of what you were hearing. The writer points out that since the disastrous results of last November, Democrats are absolutely brooding over why we can't appeal to people. We're failing across the board. And somebody said, well, it's because you become a bunch of Ivy League grads talking to a bunch of Ivy League grads. That's a Democrat consultant. And also adding, you guys want to be authentic? You can't be authentic. They say you have a bunch of Democrats who are very good at speaking a bunch of different languages. Human isn't one of them. Oh boy, that's fact. So what they're suggesting, show up at more gun shows and tractor sales and mud races and trying to make yourself look authentic. Authentic Americans and conservatives will spot you a mile away. You might as well come with your pants down. Coming up, the difficulty that continues to face RFK Jr.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free, quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global, and recently the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted
for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my own Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Do you believe COVID-19 was politicized?
Yeah, the whole process was politicized. Senator, I mean, we were lied to about everything. We were lied to about natural immunity. We were lied to about, you know, we were told again and again the vaccines would prevent transmission, they'd prevent infection. It wasn't true. They knew it from the start it wasn't true, because that's what the animal studies and the clinical trials showed. We were told that there was science behind cloth masks. The CDC allowed the teachers union to write the order closing our schools, which hurt working people all over the country, and then pretend it was science-based.
He's absolutely right about that point. Same thing as Sam Page did in St. Louis County, ordering all restaurants to shut down because we can't have people commingling, even if they have a mask, even if they've gotten the shots. And none of it really had a scientific base. We know that now. We suspected it then, and some were absolutely shouting from the rooftop, this is not true. But they were considered confused people. And when we shut our schools, the only silver lining that came out of that is children doing viral learning, which is not a very good idea anyway. Is that parents began to see what the teachers were actually giving their children. It was not education, it was indoctrination. That blew up in their face. But just dealing with the COVID issue, that was RFK Jr. yesterday testifying before Congress. And there were those that wanted to rip him apart. They tried everything they could to make it appear that he was a liar and that he's jeopardizing our nation. As he said, the whole process was politicized. We were lied to about everything. We were lied to and were told again and again vaccines would prevent transmission. Even the drug companies never said this will stop COVID. They never said that. And they were always looking at an experimental drug analysis so they could be free of any repercussions and lawsuits. But on that panel yesterday questioning him were two senators, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Fake Indian Warren. You know why they're raising so much noise about why we should have more big pharma involved in your life and in your children's life? Let me give you a couple numbers here, and you tell me where the push of the pressure is. I'll let you make up your own mind. And you don't always have to agree with me. I know some of you don't. That's fine. But I always try to give you a source where you can check the information and see if I lied to you. I won't, but I can make mistakes. I think I made one back in 1982. I think that I do remember that one. I might have made a mistake when I did the Obama interview. No, I like that mistake. I'll live with that one. But there's a group called OpenSecrets.org tracking health care coverage campaign contributions from 1990 to 2024. And the total amount brought in for some of the senators from pharmaceutical groups or their health products, pharmaceutical manufacturing, health insurance, HMOs, hospitals and nursing homes, medical surgical device, medical societies, nursing associations, all that come together in those years from 1990 to 2024. At the top of the list of receiving money is Senator Bernie Sanders, $23 million. $23 million. Do you think that swayed any of his positions regarding health care in our country? You and what they want to do with you? Number two on the list, Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock. And he has been really busy. In the short time he's been in the Senate, he's really been pumping everywhere he can. He's at $14 million. He doesn't go back near as far as Bernie, and he's already got $14 million at last report. But number three on the list was also on that committee yesterday, Elizabeth Fake Indian Warren, $10 million. $10 million. I ask you again, I submit to the court, do you think the money going into their pockets had anything at all to do with their decision-making and who they're supporting? Or were they really there to watch out for you and the American public? Did you give something like $10 million to Elizabeth Warren? You didn't? Huh. That might have changed some votes, you think? Let's go back to RFK Jr. in testimony before the committee yesterday.
During COVID, probably the most famous scientist on ACIP was Martin Kulldor from Harvard, the great, world-renowned epidemiologist and vaccinologist. And he criticized the COVID booster mandates. They ejected him from COVID because he wasn't in the orthodoxy. The two biggest health officials at FDA during COVID, Dr. Gruber and Dr. Krause, criticized the Biden mandates, vaccine mandates. You know, President Biden said in August, I would never take that vaccine, the Trump vaccine. And he came in, he mandated it, and then he fired the two top health officials at FDA who said, hey, this thing has not been properly tested.
There was data he had that he read to members of Congress. In 2002, the CDC did an internal study at Fulton County, Georgia, looking at children who got the MMR vaccine on time compared to those who got them late for whatever reason. Are you listening? Are you listening? The data from that study showing black boys. You know, somebody want to play the race card here? That's not where we're going. They're victims. Black boys who got the vaccine on time had a 260% greater chance of getting an autism diagnosis than children who waited. In other words, if the kids didn't get their vaccine right away, they had less chance of being put on the autism spectrum, which is another way Big Pharma gets parents and their kids linked up to pony up. And the way the coverage has been for Kennedy and his statement, he did say at one point, well, in fact, at his first press conference as health secretary, we have to recognize what we're doing, or we're doing this to our children, and we need to put an end to it. So one news source said he's blaming parents for their children's autism, and they're responsible for researching every aspect of their children's lives that could affect their development. And he did tell parents on a Dr. Phil McGraw interview, parents, quote, need to do their own research when it comes to vaccinating the children. Obviously, I will be the first to claim and admit I'm not qualified to do that research. I had to rely on others. That's how the CDC got its grip on me and my family, the nation, and the NIH. And your doctors, the AMA. They all supposedly are the experts, but they're peddling pseudoscience in some cases. And I'd hate to be a parent raising a child now, because who are you going to believe? We had a great pediatrician that I loved, and my girls loved him. They loved him so much as they got older, he said, you got to leave my practice. I cannot take you anymore. You reached an age where you need to see another doctor. They didn't want to leave him. But we don't have that kind of trust right now in the CDC and the NIH, even though we have a new administration, because there are a lot of things still inside that had to be done with. And the legislators are taking all this big pharma money. They figure if we can destroy RFK Jr., we can notch our belt with a win against Trump. And according to one survey, and I don't have it here in front of me, so I could be off on the percentage, but he is the best-liked member of the Trump cabinet. They rank it by unfavorability. Hegseth, Noam, they're not as liked as much as RFK Jr. They're in the teens and plus. He's apparently was at 7%, which means he is the best-liked member of the Trump cabinet. But the left sees if we can get him to throw him overboard, and they're going to continue to work, and they may do it. Now, why would so many like him more? Maybe because they think, whether or not I can fully trust, he seems to be arguing for our kids, and a lot of the stuff he has said came true. But the left is making RFK a target. If we can just force Trump to cut him, it will undermine everything.
Is RFK Jr. a fit for this job?
No, but he never was fit for the job. He's a crackpot. But here's the interesting thing about this. I've been thinking about this during the day. This is possibly the wedge issue that begins to literally divide the United States. As a result of his nuttiness, and as a result of the victims of his nuttiness, which are going to be children, lots of children, that the states on the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, and California, have essentially put together their own CDC. Mm. I think New England's going to join them. Massachusetts has talked about it already. I wouldn't be surprised if New York and some other places like Pennsylvania joined them. So you're going to have essentially two authorities, the CDC run by a crackpot, and then you're going to have a lot of states ignoring the federal government and making their own rules about all this stuff. That is a big divide, and is a big change in the way that government has been operating in the United States for the last 100 years.
That's Democrat National Committee Chair, former Chair Howard Dean, also former presidential candidate. And it is a big divide and a big change compared to 100 years ago. And the monies I was listening to, the big pharma spends on senators, that's a big change over the last 100 years. I cannot tell you if this is going to work out for the better or worse if we dismantle CDC and start it over, NIH, whatever we do with it. And I will agree, if we have multiple states and their health departments and policies, it's going to be really bad all over. I will agree with that. But at the same time, I don't want a big mama, big brother that's going to tell me it must be done this way or you'll be paying a penalty. We just want honesty. But how are you going to get it from a government like the leftovers of the Obama and Biden administration? They went so far in the Biden administration to get into the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms and Explosives on a firearm transfer form, 4473. If you were going to transfer your gun to someone, you had to list it. And you had to list your gender. And the form had male or female. But during the Biden administration, it went so far as to say, you also have the option of non-binary. I don't want everyone serving under that. But that's what they would do. You need to make note of this. The Texas legislature, after a decade of failed attempts, passed a bathroom bill this week. That's a conservative win. The Texas Women's Privacy Act restricts bathroom use in government buildings, schools, universities, according to sex assigned at birth. Fines of up to $125,000 for violations. So Texas and 18 other states have passed this, and there's been little public or corporate backlash. Why? Because they're beginning to realize you can't argue against that. And yet I shared with the audience in the last hour, and I'll share with you again briefly here. There's a piece in Politico about how the Democrats are worried about why are we no longer in control? How do we get back in? And one Democrat consultant says, you guys are a bunch of Ivy League grads talking to a bunch of Ivy League grads. What you need to do is be more authentic, like maybe going to gun shows, local restaurants. Right now, you have a bunch of Democrats very good at speaking a bunch of different languages. Human is not one of them. That's my point. So, class, what did you learn this hour? What did you learn over the week? Class will be back in session Monday. Be in your seats. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.